Robinhood Radio presents the best of the Berkshires from BerkshireStyle.com. BerkshireStyle.com is an online magazine and resource serving and celebrating the tri-state area. Breathtakingly beautiful and surprisingly unspoiled, the Berkshire region has long inspired gracious living. The online pages contain a wealth of local information, inviting all to do more to explore and support this very special community.
Happy October. I'm Caroline Phipps for Berkshire Style. I'd like to preview the stories we tell this week. Our feature is all about Halloween. It will be celebrated all around our area. Everything from goats in costume, to theatre, to parades. We've researched them all and hope you can find and attend one or more. It is the season. We hope you're staying safe and happy. We have some suggestions for your enjoyment this week, and all are in person. Lauren Brinker's pop-up sale. One-of-a-kind shoes at Standard Space Gallery, Sharon, Connecticut. Enjoy this opportunity to meet and shop at this pop-up shop from shoemaker and accessories designer Lauren Brinker's. Lauren is a shoemaker and artist living and working in Cornwall, who learned firsthand on the job with factory workers in Hackney, bespoke shoemakers on Savile Row, and continued her training with cobblers and fellow shoemakers in New York City. Each of her shoes is hand-painted, handmade, and one of a kind. Lauren Brinker's pop-up sale at Standard Space Gallery in Sharon, Connecticut. International Playwrights Festival at the Warner Theatre, Torrington, Connecticut. The 12th Annual International Playwrights Festival returns to the Warner Theatre in recognition of emerging and established playwrights to build a link between the playwrights, the theatre community, and their audience. The festival is a two-night celebration of new works from across the country and around the globe. Of the 150 plays accepted for consideration, 10 winners were selected and are to be performed. International Playwrights Festival at the Warner Theatre in Torrington, Connecticut. The Edible Forest Walk. Eat this, not that. At Great Mountain Forest, Falls Village, Connecticut. Have you ever asked yourself, can I eat this while hiking? Join the Edible Forest Walk and wander the landscape of Great Mountain Forest with forest ecologist Dr. Jeffrey Ward and forester Matt Gallagher. The forests of New England are more than just a habitat for wildlife, leaf peepers and dedicated hikers. They hold an abundance of foraging sustenance if you know how to look. On this walk, you'll learn the utility of species, including what, and just as importantly, what not to eat. The Edible Forest Walk at Great Mountain Forest in Falls Village, Connecticut. The Acting Company, a new odyssey at the Mahiway Performing Arts Center, Great Barrington, Massachusetts. What would you do to go home again? Lisa Peterson's stage adaptation of The Odyssey, performed by members of the Acting Company, brings new life to this ancient epic. Trapped in the limbo of a refugee camp, retell Odysseus's adventures as they struggle with their own search for home. Based on the revelatory new translation by Emily Wilson, its bold theatricality brings new humor and grace to a story we all think we know. A New Odyssey at the Mahiway Performing Arts Center in Great Barrington, Massachusetts. Piano virtuoso Robert Blocker in recital at the Norfolk Chamber Music Festival, Norfolk, Connecticut. enjoy a special October performance on the grounds of the Norfolk Chamber Music Festival featuring Robert Blocker, the former Dean of the Yale School of Music. An internationally acclaimed concert pianist, Blocker is described by the New York Times as performing with a virtuoso bent and considerable musical sensitivity. For this special recital, Blocker will present a program featuring Schubert's Sonata No. 4 in A minor, Beethoven's Bagatelles, Opus 119, Ginastera's Sonata No. 1, and a selection of Scarlatti sonatas. Robert Blocker at the Norfolk Chamber Music Festival in Norfolk, Connecticut. You can find times and links to these events by clicking on This Week on the homepage of Berkshire Style. Our events page is up to date. Additional features we cover this week are Our Favorite Thing, Wag and Run. The Little Guild of St. Francis rescues and finds homes for dogs and cats. It will hold its 10th annual 5K running race this weekend. Why not attend and cheer the runners along? Berkshire Kitchen, Butternut Squash Upside Down Cake. This recipe was inspired by a TV show, a show about food and celebrities. Chef Leon figured out the ingredients and amounts with no precious ingredients. All you need is a number 10 cast iron skillet or a high-sided 10-inch cake pan. Another way to celebrate the autumn. Out on a limb, charisma and the history and power of charisma from the Beatles to Donald Trump. What is it? How does it manifest? And is it good for our country? Enjoy this thoughtful and provocative read. Inner Elegance. Chasing Relevance. Don't Forget About Me. Bombarded as we are with constant demands for attention and engagement, a deeper understanding of the significant part relevance plays in our lives can help our well-being and effectiveness. I explore. History's Lens. This circa 1850 picture of the Evarts Bradley family home chronicles the appearance of the house of Milton and Esther Bradley. The Evarts family owned a large tract of land in the area around Belgo and Reservoir Roads. The photo includes their horses and carriages. Our site is up, live and lively, online and on your phone, waiting for your visit. We are an online magazine and resource, here to help you find your way around the greater Berkshire area. Have a wonderful week, and until next time, I'm Caroline Phipps.
BerkshireStyle.com's mission is to seek out and celebrate the richness, vitality, and diversity of resources we have on our doorstep. If you have a passion for refined simplicity, regional charm, and good taste, you're in the right place. After all, what's life without style? BerkshireStyle.com.